Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by Lullabot Consulting. Whether you need technical architecture, developer support, optimization and analysis, on-site training, or just general guidance for your Drupal project, Lullabot has led many of the largest Drupal projects in the world. Visit lullabot.com or call 877-LULLABOT to find out how we can help you with your next project.
My name is Avinash. I am the co-founder of Helosys Technologies. We are a web and mobile company. We work a lot on Drupal solutions. We are also one of the founding members of Silicon Valley Drupal User Group, which is the second largest Drupal group in the Bay Area. And we have monthly meetups on that. We also do a lot of work on iPhone and Android platforms, and we work with companies like General Motors, Apple, you know, and many more companies in the Bay Area. We have been doing a lot of custom projects on Drupal and iPhone, kind of making an interactivity between these two platforms. So we decided to go out with a solution that could make it easier for everyone, because there's a regular content type on Drupal, there is something that you got to do on iPhone side. So we built up a solution that picks up content from Drupal and spits some code on the iPhone side. And this is a native application on iPhone, it's not a mobile site. Easier to do mobile sites now, but if you want to do a full-fledged native app, this is a great solution. So we do the plumbing, and then from there on, one can take up the iPhone app or take up the Drupal app and bring it to any level.
I see, so you're doing the Objective-C iPhone apps, but there's also a Drupal website that's also serving as the data in the cloud in a way. Maybe you could talk about like how that communication is happening and what's going on there.
Sure. So basically, it's basically looking at how Drupal is being set up. So there are standard ways to set up Drupal. We have audio, video, blogs, location data, and things like those. What we do is we take that, bring that onto iPhone app, and say, well, there's a location required, an audio required. If somebody wants to upload a video or an audio from an iPhone to a Drupal website, you got to have a little queuing mechanism in there. And doing that takes most of the time. You know, you got to have a 50 MB file, and you don't want Drupal to handle all that. So we built that on the iPhone side. So this solution takes care of these kind of issues, of the plumbing issues, talking between web and the mobile front of it. So at the end of the day, you have a interactive mobile app talking to a Drupal backend. And then again, you know, you can take it to any level once you have a mobile app that is talking to a backend in there.
And so are you also developing on the Drupal side as well, or maybe talk about like what's going on the Drupal end?
So on the Drupal side, mostly it's you can leverage on an existing Drupal site, which has a lot of content, a lot of things. But you can also develop on the Drupal side. Once you develop more on Drupal side, you got to run this solution again and say, well, we added videos now. So you got to have a video solution back talking back to the iPhone. So to answer your question, yes, we develop a lot on Drupal, but you can take an existing Drupal site and then convert that into a native application for maybe some content or maybe all the content. So you could just go with, say, well, I want only the location data and comments back from the iPhone to the web. And that could be done very easily.
I presume you're using the services module. And maybe you can talk about that and also any other modules you might be using.
Basically, the services module. We use the RESTful APIs on the server side, and we use the native Objective-C code on the NS-managed objects is what we use on the iPhone side. So, I mean, they kind of talk to each other. We do a lot of other things on, you know, iPhone, like queuing. We use a layer called ASI HTTP request, which does a lot of work for us. So there's a wrapper class on the web services layer of iPhone that talks to Drupal.
I see. And so why is Drupal good to use with, you know, why are you here at DrupalCon, and why have you chosen Drupal to work with the mobile web?
Well, why we are here, we are very passionate about Drupal. I mean, as a matter of fact, we are one of the leading companies in Drupal solutions, so Drupal is our business. We also have a lot of mobile expertise, so, you know, that was very obvious to bring in some solution around it. And we realized that, you know, this is a custom work that almost every Drupal developer goes through. You go to an iPhone company, tell him, look, I want an iPhone app, and he is going to ask you a bunch of questions. And that takes like a month to really get that plumbing done. So that is a solution that could turn around in like 2 or 3 days. And so you have the plumbing done. And for Drupal, I think there's a whole community around Drupal. There are many, many things about Drupal that one can use from an iPhone side, for example. So we have some customers who had an iPhone app. They had an iPhone app. It was fairly popular, but no presence on the web in general. They had a basic brochure website. And they wanted to create a community around it. They wanted to have a full interaction from the web. I mean, Drupal is a very obvious choice on that. So you connect these two, and that becomes a very powerful platform. You get the goodness of Drupal for all the social publishing, for all the enterprise work you want to do, for all the web services that are evolved in Drupal, and take that into an iPhone. And that's why I think these two have a pretty good combination.
And so what were the big takeaway points that you took from Tim O'Reilly's keynote?
Well, it was interesting to see that keynote because it was more about iPhone than Drupal in DrupalCon. And I think that's the way to go. You can't miss this mobile as a channel. So you got to have some sort of an extension, be it some content, some interactivity on the phone. And also, that's a revenue-making platform for a lot of companies. I mean, on the web, we are used to having free giveaways. On the mobile apps, you have, you know, they charge you $1, nobody even minds it. I mean, you see many success stories. And I think that's a great way to leverage on what you have done on the web, take it to the next level, add functionalities like location and, you know, shaking functionality of iPhone, compass in there, augmented reality. I mean, and then bring the cloud and the Drupal in picture. So it becomes a complete solution and something that you carry all the time with you. And I think that's where the world is going in the mobile side.
So if you're just thinking about, you know, taking your website and making it mobile, I guess you're kind of missing out on different input sensors, I guess. Is that another point that he was making in terms of like the mobile sensors as plugging into the internet, into the World Wide Web?
Absolutely. I think if you just pick up your, you know, a regular website and make it a mobile themed site, what you end up doing is you have the same thing just being, you know, looked upon from a mobile phone. But what you miss on is all the things that a mobile phone is going to provide in future. For example, the sensors and the touch technology and things like those. So you got to make the most of it by using a native app. And that is why I think it's important to have a solution that talks to a native app, not just theme it into a mobile site, for example.
And finally, maybe you could talk about like where you see mobile and Drupal moving on towards the future.
Well, we think mobile is the way to go. I mean, obviously, web has done so much to change the lives of everyone out here. And then mobile is the next wave. If you combine these two, things could happen just like, you know, Tim O'Reilly said, well, augmented reality is the way to go, you know, and location is the way to go. All these things are, you can only do on mobile. So we believe there's a great future in mobile, and it's just a start over here right now. You know, I mean, you see Android, the openness in Android, and a lot of applications on iPhone. They are so useful now, and they are not just like me too kind of thing. We definitely think it's the way to go.
And there's something out there called PhoneGap, which takes, you know, regular HTML, CSS, JavaScript, and bundles it into applications that can go across like iPhone and also the Android and beyond. So maybe talk about, like, is that on your radar screen, and what do you think about those types of solutions?
I think PhoneGap and Titanium both are very good solutions. I mean, especially if you want to go multiple platforms, which you eventually will have to. There are some limitations. You can do only so much with those. And I'm sure, you know, what Tim O'Reilly said was so true. It's 1.0. Maybe the 2.0 is going to be a lot better. As of now, I mean, they are a great solution to if you want to spread thin on many platforms. We believe, though, you know, you do a great application on one platform that has a mass appeal for your demographics, it goes a long way. And then you kind of move on to the next one. And if you don't want to do that, then mobile sites are a great way anyway. So, I mean, they all have future, I mean, because you need a cross-platform thing. As of now, I think if you compare PhoneGap and Titanium with a real, very complex app, it's difficult to compare these two. I mean, you can do a lot more with a native app. And I'm sure they will grow to do a lot more complex things later on.
Okay, well, thanks.
Thank you.